from Washington. This is VOA News. The U.S. expresses appreciation for nations involved in the release of an American soldier held 5 years fighting on Pakistan's Afghanistan border. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. U.S. officials say the Taliban has freed the only U.S. soldier held prisoner in Afghanistan after he spent nearly 5 years in captivity. The officials say the Taliban agreed to turn over Sergeant Bo Bergdahl to the U.S. in exchange for the release of 5 detainees from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The exchange follows U.S.-Taliban negotiations mediated by the government of Qatar. Officials say the 28-year-old Bergdahl is in good condition and is currently under the care of the U.S. military. In a statement released by the White House Saturday, President Barack Obama extended appreciation to the Emir of Qatar and the support of the government of Afghanistan throughout the efforts to secure Sergeant Bergdahl's release. The president said he was honored to call Sergeant Bergdahl's parents to express joy for his safe return. He also called attention to the many troops held captive who remain missing or unaccounted for in America's past wars, and that thoughts and prayers are with those other Americans whose release the U.S. continues to pursue. More on this and other stories at voanews.com. Pakistani military sources say its forces repulsed a major militant attack Saturday morning, killing 16 terrorists in the fighting. At least one soldier also died and two others were injured. The sources said between 150 and 200 Pakistani Taliban militants from Afghanistan's Kunar province swarmed over the border in a pre-dawn strike and attacked a group of Pakistani military border posts at Nautop in Pakistan's northwest Bajur tribal district. At Asia's largest security forum, China found itself on the defensive, with top officials from several countries, including the United States, Japan, and Vietnam, calling on Beijing to moderate its behavior and maritime territorial disputes in the region. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
China was the target of unusually blunt remarks from the U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, who spoke of a modern world with no boundaries and great opportunities, but also great threats. Hagel, in a public speech at a conference in Singapore, noted, China has undertaken destabilizing unilateral actions asserting its claims in the South China Sea. The United States, as Hagel reiterated, takes no stance on the merits of rivals' territorial claims in the disputed waters. The defense secretary pointed out China's restricting the Philippines' access to a shoal, its beginning of land reclamation at various maritime locations, and placing an oil rig in waters disputed by both China and Vietnam. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Turkish security forces moved on protesters in a public square in Istanbul on the anniversary of last year's anti-government demonstrations. Police used tear gas and water cannon Saturday to push demonstrators back at Istanbul's Taksim Square. 74-year-old Peter Mutharika has been sworn in as the new president of Malawi. On Friday, Mutharika, leader of the Democratic Progressive Party, was declared the winner of last week's disputed presidential vote by election officials. Marking World No Tobacco Day, the World Health Organization is calling on governments to raise taxes on tobacco. WHO says this is the most effective way to reduce smoking and its effects. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Tobacco use is the world's leading preventable cause of death. The World Health Organization reports tobacco kills nearly 8 million people a year. This includes more than 600,000 non-smokers who are dying from breathing in other people's smoke. WHO warns tobacco will cause the deaths of about 1 billion people by the end of this century if no action is taken. It says 80% of these deaths will occur in low- and middle-income countries. The UN Health Agency says most of these premature deaths can be prevented through measures that discourage people from taking up smoking and encourage them to stop. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syrian activists are reporting rebels have blown up a tunnel they filled with explosives in the northern city of Aleppo. British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 20 pro-government fighters were killed in the blast near the Zahrawi market in Old Aleppo. Syria's largest rebel alliance, the Islamic Front, claimed responsibility for the attack. In a tweet, the group claimed it killed 40 government forces with the explosion. Visit us at voanews.com 24 hours a day for all the latest. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.